Martin.com. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
GCNlive.com. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanking you very much for joining me for this hour of the broadcast. We've got a couple of cool guests lined up, standing by to tell us all about the 409, the magical 409 engine. Is Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. Also coming up in this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who we have never had on the show before. He has an entity called the Black Book. Many of us, of course, know the Kelley Blue Book, but this is something new called the Black Book. We'll find out more about it a little later on in this hour of the broadcast. And, of course, anytime, if you have a question or a comment or just want to say hello, we would definitely love to hear from you. You can call us up at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can shoot me an email, Bob, B-O-B, at Bob Long Radio, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Right now, joining us from St. Louis, Missouri, it's my pleasure to welcome the man behind the oldcarguys.com and future television star, Don Jones. Hey there, Don. How you doing?
Well, I'm glad you got a lot of confidence in me, Bob. I'm certainly looking forward to get on TV, hopefully. Yeah, it's been another great week up here in St. Louis. We've recontacted some of our potential clients, and we're getting ready to go out and shoot some more merchandise to put up. Before I talk about the 409, I need to really talk about a fellow that I had a long conversation with over a couple of days this week, and we'll just call him John from Nebo, Illinois. But John has an extreme collection of cars that include a 31 Auburn, which is probably valued in the neighborhood of $150,000, plus a couple of GT500. He has pedal cars and gas pumps. Just a whole collection of different items involving automobiles. So we're really looking forward to going up and spending a day with him next week. I'm not sure exactly what will end up on the market, but he just spun many, many tales, including one of a Tucker convertible that he and some other fellows were putting a group of investors together to try to buy this Tucker, which is supposed to be like the 57th Tucker. It was just rebuilt by a fellow up in, I believe, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it's come up on the block a couple times, but he has some controversy about that, so but we'll see. But the other person that has all the 409s is a fellow by the name of Rich, and we've been working with Rich and sold a couple other cars for him in the past few months. And I was talking to him a couple of days ago, and Rich has 5 1963 Chevrolet Impala SS cars.
No kidding. Cool.
Yes. The unfortunate thing is the cars have been sitting out in the woods behind a friend's house for the past 25 years.
Oh.
So I think what we usually refer to is he has Chevrolet Impala Super Sports residue. So cars that at one time had a potential value of maybe $30,000 are probably going to be more valued in the neighborhood of $1,000 to $2,000. But yet, we still will probably be able to find enough material there to rescue and to bring it to market before they turn completely to rust. But the other thing about Rich is that he also has 5 409 engines in his garage. And we've been talking to him for some time to try to get those to market. And at one time, he was quite the 409 enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
He spent his misguided youth going out and spending all of his hard-earned money back in the 70s and 80s buying 409 parts and built quite a few engines. So he's looking or sitting on things like the 425 horsepower heads, the dual quad manifolds, the very rare exhaust system. And I'm not sure if how many people in your audience really realize that that 409 engine was the introduction of the muscle car or Chevrolet's entrance into the muscle car realm. And it was created off of a smaller engine that was actually designed to become a truck engine, which was the 348.
Uh-huh.
And because of the larger cars that were coming out in the mid and late 50s, Chevrolet was looking for a more powerful engine besides the little 283, 265 that they had on their small block. So they took the engine that was originally designed to become a medium-sized truck engine and started putting it into their larger cars. And they started this in about 58. And then they kind of decided, because it became kind of a popular item, to put some racing gear on it with the three deuce manifolds or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 1961 or so, they bored it and stroked it a little bit, came out with 409 cubic inches. And this was the original Chevrolet muscle engine. It was going up against the 406 on Ford and the 413 on the Chrysler, and was the engine to talk about. In fact, I'm surprised you don't have the 409 music by Shannon Dean as part of the commercial break today.
We definitely have it in our library.
They kept that engine until about 1965, and then it was replaced by the 396s, and which it ended up turning into the 454s. But one engine that I really didn't know about until I started researching this is that in 1963, they increased the stroke on that 409 engine and created the first 427.
I didn't know that either.
They put the high compression head on it. It gave 13.5 compression and pulled out probably much more than the advertised 430 horsepower. But that was their racing engine for the time.
Wow, that's some good factoids that I didn't know about, Don. Certainly the 409 is a legendary power plant, as you said, portrayed in that great classic song, which we do have in our musical library here on Auto World. But when you look back at the history of General Motors, and when you look back at the history of particular of engines, the 409 is definitely right up there with some of the great ones.
Absolutely. And it's still an icon engine. You can take a look at any of the super sports that were built in that 1963 through 65, and by adding the 409 engine to it, or having a numbers matching 409, would increase the value by about.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're talking all about the legendary 409 engine, the 6.7-liter engine that was featured in Chevrolets in particular from 1961 to 1965. And our very special guest, Don Jones, has done his homework. Don is with the oldcarguys.com, a really cool website and working on a television show that he is hoping to get on the airways in the not-too-distant future. And a couple of people have emailed in, Don, at bob@boblongradio.com, wanting to know about the horsepower ratings of the 409.
In doing your
little bit of homework there, were you able to come up with any horsepower numbers?
Yeah, from year to year, let me go back a little bit. Two things back in the 60s, I think two things were important on getting the horsepower of the engine. Being able to put gasoline in the engine, which basically meant that you had bigger or more carburetors and higher powered heads. When we take a look at the family of blocks or the family of engines, there are nine different heads that you could put on a 409 or a 348. Obviously, the later years were the better heads. As time went on, the compression ratio for the 409 went up, I believe, to 10.5 to 1. And with a dual quad manifold, it would put out 425 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the original engine when it came out was around 340, and then with different options that they could boost it up to 360 and all the way up to 425. And I really think that those 425 horsepower were probably underestimated. It seemed to me that a lot of times that I'm looking at horsepower ratings for engines for that era, that mm-hmm. quite often, because of insurance situations, the manufacturers would underestimate it. And we weren't using the modern diagnostic equipment back then, the dyno test engines, to see where those power curves were and exactly how much power the engine would put out. But, generally understood in 63 that it was putting out 425 horsepower with a dual quad setup. And it actually was 11.25 to 1 compression on those heads.
Wow.
I would say, too, that any of those heads are like gold. That if somebody thinks that they have 409 parts or 409 engines, that they may be sitting on an engine with a potential value of at least $5,000 and upward. And really, too, just as a sidebar, 348 and 409 look pretty much alike.
Mm-hmm.
But the best way or the quickest way to tell is that the position of the dipstick. And on the 348, it was on the passenger side towards the front.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 409, it was on the driver's side towards the back. And I have absolutely no idea why, but that's the way it happened.
Well, that's a really good tip, Don, absolutely, especially if somebody has an engine hanging around that isn't in a vehicle and might need some help in identifying it. That's really some valuable information.
Yeah.
The dual quad setups were quite common back in the 60s and even early 70s. Those were a bit of a bear to tune, what I've heard from folks. And I know a friend of mine in high school had a 440 CUDA dual quads, and they can be kind of tough to get in tune.
The 348 did offer a three deuce setup or tri-power setup, and I'm not exactly sure if that was progressive linkage or if it was the all out linkage. The Oldsmobile and Pontiacs, or the mid and late 50s, would have the either all or nothing when it came to the two secondary carburetors. So you're cruising along on a two barrel carburetor, and when you push the pedal to the metal, so to speak, the other two barrels open up and give you a blast of gas. And this happened about 60% throttle. So I'm not really sure if the 348 was the same way, but based on the history of the others, I would probably venture to guess it was.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Our very special guest is Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. Don, for those of our listeners who have never visited your website, tell the folks around the nation a little bit about what they can expect when they land on the oldcarguys.com.
Well, we're our different categories are really nice cars, parts cars or cars they'd be fixed up, pickup trucks, specialized vehicles where we sell military vehicles, fire trucks, police cars, things of that sort. And hopefully next week we'll be adding a section to restorable classic motorcycles. I have an appointment later today with Gary up at Archway International Motorcycles to see if we can sign him up in his shop. And he has tens of thousands of plastic motorcycle parts up there, so I really think this would add an awful lot of value to our website. But things change every week. There's new stuff coming every week. We're finding things now that the weather's going to warm up and I come out of hibernation. I'll be out there searching the back roads looking for neat stuff to bring to the public.
That's great. And speaking of fire trucks, I understand tomorrow you're going to be in a parade and you're going to be behind the wheel of a fire truck. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, you see here in St. Louis, and we're quite a bit, there's a lot of parallel between here and Boston, I think is your area of habitat. Mm-hmm. We have the official St. Patrick's Day Parade, then we have the real St. Patrick's Day Parade in a place called Dogtown, which is up near our Forest Park area. And since the 1860s, it's been the Irish section of town, and they'll have their parade. And a friend of mine is bringing his fire truck, and we're loading it up with folks from the neighborhood, and we'll be driving it down, I guess, Hampton Avenue for the parade tomorrow at about 10 o'clock. So if you're in St. Louis, stop by, give us a wave as we go by with lights on and siren blazing.
That's going to be fun, driving a big old fire truck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this kind of thing, too, is that the fellow that owns it, I was able to sell his last truck for him, and then I set him up to buy this one.
Oh, isn't that
and,
amazing?
So it's kind of a repeat customer, so I guess out of gratitude, he invited me to come to the parade with him.
Well, great talking with you as usual, and have lots of fun tomorrow behind the wheel of that fire truck in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And thanks, Don, for telling us all about the legendary 409 power plant from Chevrolet. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk to Jeff Bunch of the Black Book. This is Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We thank you so much for being with us here today. We want to welcome all the former Motor News Weekly affiliate stations. Before it was Motor News Weekly, it was Motor Trend. Yours truly was a host of both of those programs on a different network. Those days are gone, and the show has evolved into this show, Auto World, which I've been doing for more than 20 years and have now expanded it to more hours and more fun. And speaking of fun, joining us on the line right now to tell us all about vehicle depreciation. Some big news here. Black Book and Fitch Ratings launch quarterly vehicle depreciation report from the Black Book. It's my pleasure to welcome Jeff Bunch. Jeff, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Before we get into it, tell us a little bit about the history of the Black Book.
Well, Black Book has been around since 1955, vehicle valuation guide. We pride ourselves on going directly to the source to receive these values. We attend over 60 auctions weekly to watch the activities, monitor the data, see what's going on at the market level, see what's driving the values to where they're at. We have a group of editorial staff that has roughly 300 years of auto experience, finance experience, that takes this data, and as well as we receive well over 200,000 electronic feeds from OEMs, manufacturers, and other banks in order to be able to put the most accurate number together so that we're able to provide dealers as well as lenders the most accurate and market current values on vehicles.
That's fantastic. Well, let's take a look at some of your forecasts. What is the outlook for vehicle depreciation in 2013, Jeff?
as we look at 2013, we're starting to see the depreciation creep up just a little bit compared to what's happened in the last couple of years. Over the last couple of years, it's been very low. We've run somewhere in 2012, it was in the 13% range. Typically, historically, that number has run anywhere from 15 to 18%. And we're seeing it start to inch up now as the supply starts to come back into the market. So you're seeing with the new car sales accelerating, more used cars coming back into the market, leasing picking up, you're going to start to see that number for the used car depreciation start to creep up a little bit more toward the bottom of that average, I would say, somewhere in the 15% range. We actually started to see some trends at the end of 12. Our monthly, it had gone up close to 2%. So it's with the, obviously, as the supply of cars starts to come back into the market, which we see happening over the next few years, you're going to see the depreciation rate start to accelerate a little bit.
That's very interesting, Jeff. Let's talk about how does the new Black Book Fitch vehicle depreciation report help dealers and lenders and even consumers. Tell us a little bit about that, Jeff.
Well, as we just talked about in the depreciation part, it's good to know what is going on with the collateral, whether you be a consumer, a dealer, or a lender. I work particularly with most of the banks and lenders in the country, and it's very important to them from a collateral standpoint to know exactly what's going on with the depreciation. And with Black Book's history of having these values for so long historically, as well as residuals out to 6 years ahead, and when you tie that into Fitch's ability to look at the more current financial status going on right now within the economy, you tie that together and it gives lenders as well as dealers a good idea on what type of cars or what segments they might have more risk or more opportunities as we move forward. And from a consumer standpoint, obviously, as you're looking to buy a car, the more information you have about what it's currently worth and as well as what it could be worth down the road is going to help you out financially down the road.
That is so true, Jeff, and something that a lot of people overlook quite often. You know, folks are really excited about getting a super great deal on a new vehicle, but they don't realize that perhaps 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line that the value of that vehicle is going to be significantly depreciated. And if they had bought another vehicle with a higher rate of retention value, they would have a more valuable vehicle for the same purchase price. You mentioned that leases are maturing in 2013 more than we've seen in recent years. There was a while there that leasing was really, really high. And I've heard some reports that there's more leasing going on now than over the past couple of years. But with the ones maturing in 2013, what does it mean for the industry as a whole?
Well, as a whole, and you made a very good point, what's happening is leasing had a very high percentage of the retail of the sales a few years back, and it actually for a couple of years went to next to nothing, and it's really on an upswing. And as you talk to most experts, we expect it to be could be in the 23-24% market share range, and that actually started a year or so ago, 2 years ago. So you're starting to see some of these cars that are maturing coming back into the market, and what that's done is obviously a supply of more cars, which drops the value a little bit, but it certainly is it helps the market considerably. So there's going to be a lot more inventory coming back into the used car market, as we had that period of a couple years where it really dried up, especially when the new car sales went down to 10 million, leasing was at a low. Mm-hmm. You really didn't have a lot of cars coming back into the market. But what you're seeing now is the leases are starting to kick back in. You're getting a lot more off-lease cars. So you have it's going to drive the value of the used cars down, but it does present a bigger market for the consumers because there's more selection.
Is it true, Jeff? I've heard also rumors that, you know, there's been a shortage of used cars out there in recent times. Is that accurate?
There have been, but we're seeing a much, well, anticipated and needed bump in that. Is in the last, say, 6 months, you're starting to see the used cars start to hit the market a little bit more. As I mentioned before, when you had that one lull period where the used car sales were way down, it does obviously affect trade-ins. It affects cars coming off lease. It affects the rental fleets. There's a number of variables that tie into the used car market, and we're starting to see that tick back up again. And then, you know, there were ups and downs. You actually had a period where it was starting to, there were a lot more cars starting to hit the market, and the depreciation was starting to inch up. And then you have certain instances that come along, let's say like Sandy, that really threw a curveball at everything, and then the demand shot back up again, and that shoots the inventory levels back down again. So, but with a stabilized economy, with all things being equal, you're going to see a lot more flow of used cars, and it's going to start to creep back up the inventory levels.
Jeff Bunch is with us. He's from the Black Book, and we're talking all about vehicle depreciation here on Auto World. If you have any questions for Jeff, you can reach out via the toll-free line anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer, if you'd like to be anonymous, so to speak, you can send me an email. It's very simple. It's bob@BobLongRadio.com. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be talking about specific segments of vehicles and retention values. We're going to be talking about residuals and lots more. This is Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Auto World radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Jeff Bunch is with us from the Black Book. We're talking all about vehicle values, vehicle depreciation. Fascinating stuff. Again, invite your calls at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Let's talk about something that many consumers may not be familiar with the terminology here, Jeff, but it's something called residuals. Where are residuals headed in 2013? And why don't you explain to folks a little bit about exactly what a residual is.
At Black Book, we take, obviously, as I mentioned before, we look at the historical and current values on what's going on in the market today, but we also take a future look at particular vehicles and segments all the way down to make and models of what's going to be the future value based on new products that are going to be introduced, what kind of off-lease cars are coming back in. And just to look at the supply and demand, we make future values or residuals for these particular vehicles, to which banks look at these to decide on their leasing portfolios, how they're going to set up their particular leases. It's good from a portfolio management side at a lender's or lender or bank or finance company to see what the cars that they presently have financed are going to be valued at a few years down the road. So we are constantly changing this on a monthly basis as to what the future values of a particular make and model or trim level, for that matter, all the way out are. So for 13, what we're seeing is to where we spoke earlier, Bob, about the incoming inventory through off leases and through new car sales and more trade-ins. We're finding there's going to be a little bit more inventory in the marketplace. So what this is going to do is it's going to make the residual future amounts probably a little bit more conservative than they have been because of the influx of inventory. So for the 2013 and going into 14, we see residuals being a little lower and a little bit more on the conservative basis because of the supply and demand issue.
That makes sense. Let's talk a little bit about what you touched on there, specific segments of vehicles with better retention values. Just one question on that before you give us the full lowdown. What happens when a new vehicle is introduced. Let's take a couple of examples. The Ford Fusion is all new for 2013, and it's a dramatically different vehicle than its 2012 predecessor, the 2012s. They sold very, very well. That generation really was 3 years, 2010, 2011, 2012. It won a lot of awards, but the all-new one is a completely different ball game. It's more technically sophisticated. It's better looking. The same thing could be said about the Honda Accord. They have just introduced a new version of the Honda Accord. What happens when a new vehicle hits the marketplace? Does the generation that came before, is it immediately hit with a heavier depreciation, or are there any specifics that you can tell us about the model year changes if a vehicle is completely redone?
Well, that's a great question, because in today's, you just mentioned a couple cars, but in that whole midsize segment, there's a large number of fresh, brand new, fresh models that, in calculating residuals, you have to take into account, obviously, the historical with that particular segment and that car, but you look more at what some of the technology advances there are, how the car has changed, in some aspects, even from you're finding a lot of these mid-sized cars now are being built with a lot more size, but still have a gas mileage jump in the positive direction, which has put a lot of value into those, and it actually diminishes somewhat. So when you look at the different segments overlapping, it diminishes somewhat the compact segment, because now you don't, in some cases, have to give up the room and comfort and to still get the right gas mileage. So, but a number of other variables are looked at, and Ricky and his editorial staff take a look at this and they compare it to other vehicles that have just come out that are of similar type. But you do have to take into consideration the badge and the name brand as you look at the residuals going out. But there are quite a few examples this year of where, when you look at the older residuals on the older models, they do take a drop, and you see a real nice spike in the new ones because of just the technology in the car, the gas mileage and the size, and just the functionality of what the car has. You have to take that into account as you look at a future value.
That makes a whole lot of sense. What can you tell us about some other specific segments of vehicles as far as better retention values? Which types of cars tend to hold their values better, Jeff?
Well, right now, interestingly enough, when I just mentioned that the compact segment is holding their values quite well. And a lot of that has to do with the gas mileage issue and just the way the cars are being built. They last longer. There's a lot more confidence in them. So that segment is still doing very well. But what I just mentioned, we're also looking very closely at the mid-size car, because it's now a little bit larger, gives you a little more comfort, and yet you're still getting the gas mileage that some of the compacts offer, or at least they're bumping right up close to it. So we're watching that very closely. Right now, that's a pretty, from a retention standpoint, the compacts are doing quite well. And another one that's totally contrary to what I just said on the gas mileage part is the truck market. They are holding their values quite well because of the increase in the economy. You have construction now starting to kick back up again.
Right.
You've got a lot of different opportunities as the economy turns, more jobs, more opportunities or need for trucks. Those are always holding their values right now pretty well. And the gas doesn't seem to be affecting it as dramatically. I think you had a couple hiccups over a five-year period where gas would jump up and hit $4, and you saw a real reaction to that. Mm-hmm. But until I think you bump up against that ceiling again, the values have not been as volatile with gas prices going up and down until it hits a new high benchmark or to that effect. So right now, the truck market is holding its value quite well as well.
Jeff, how can folks find out more information about the Black Book and Fitch Vehicle Depreciation Report? Is there some place online that folks can check it out? What would you suggest?
Well, you can always go to our website, which is Black Book. There's also www.blackbookusa.com. And we would be glad to, they could look and see all about the depreciation report and learn more about Black Book as well.
That's great. I know you told us a little bit earlier in our conversation, but tell us again, because somebody just emailed me a question here, Jim, in Minnesota, actually, and that's where our network headquarters is located, and he wants to know where you guys gather the valuation data at Black Book.
Well, what we do is we have a field staff that goes out, and again, we're at 60-plus auction locations every week, looking to see what the values are, taking in the conditions, looking to see how many people are outbidding on cars, just all the variables that would weigh in a true value. We cover every gamut from the largest auctions down to the to independent, to smaller ones. We try to cover the entire market and in all the geographic areas, so we have a true gauge. We also get a very large, this is set over 200,000 feeds from different companies online of telling us what their sales data has been, so we can monitor that and keep up with that. The key is, you know, with our editorial staff, we've got, again, 350 years experience amongst them, and they come from a very diverse background. They understand the car business, the finance business, everything about it. And we have conversations with the manufacturers, understanding what's coming out, what the new products are going to be. And they speak with us about all of these items. So we are able, with all of those tools, to provide a value to consumers, dealers, that is the true gauge of what a car is worth. Consumer-wise, we do a retail number. Dealers, we give the wholesale value so they have an idea of what the cars are actually worth and a true gauge of what the value is. And we use it in my business with Lender Solutions to put this together, to give them the current value, show them historical trends, show them the future values or residuals, as well as...
Hold that thought, Jeff. We'll hold you over into the next hour. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.